Sabay-sabay sa tagong
sabay.
Si Kahay, si Kahay, ang pagsisita, nilinikin sa hinaharap. Si Kahay, hiniling paglalakay, sumasama sa pagkilos, sabay-sabay sa tagong sabay.
Magandang umaga, classmates. Magandang magandang araw sa lahat ng ating mga tagapakinig sa Si Kahay Kilos sa DZUP 1602. Kami po ang inyong classmates. Ako si Classmate Edge. At kasama ko si Classmate Rosel. Hi, Classmate Rosel!
Magandang araw sa inyong lahat. Ako, ni Edge, ang mga tagapagdaloy sa programa ngayon ng Si Kahay Kilos, no? Pero kasama natin in spirit si Classmate Hazel at saka si Classmate Baleng, no? So yes, the title of our episode today, parang late. Okay, the title of our episode is the abbreviation of outfit of the day. No, I didn't know this until Edge shared it with me. No, OOTD.
Outfit. Hashtag OOTD. Oh. Classmate, gusto ko namin makita para makita namin yung OOTD mo. Buksan mo yung camera mo.
Hindi pa ba bukas? Bukas naman ah.
Oo, naka-black screen ka lang. Gusto namin makita ang iyong OOTD.
Bakit kaya? Ka-black screen ba hanggang ngayon?
Ah, baka sa akin lang. Ako, nakikita mo ba ako? Nakita mo yung OOTD ko?
Okay ba? Ano?
Ayan, naka-black screen ka lang.
Parang sa screen ko nandiyan naman. Black screen ako?
Hmm.
Oh, that's so weird.
Ah. Anyway, ang OOTD.
But in my screen, I can see myself. No?
Nakikita ko po kayo both. Ah, nakikita raw tayo ni JJ. Kaya tuloy na tayo, classmate.
Ikaw lang
tayo
pala
lang yun. Itang, hindi... Very interesting ang ating episode dahil sabi nga ni classmate Rosel, hashtag OOTD or outfit of the day. Bakit nga ba OOTD ang napili nating episode, classmate Rosel?
Hinahandog natin nga dahil yung OOTD, it's new to me. It's new to me, no? Hmm. But I think it's the kabataan's... hashtag, no? That's where fashion bloggers, no? Show what clothes or outfits they wear on a particular day or occasion. Dahil dito, hinahandog ng Si Kahay Kilos ang ating episode na tumutugon sa isang mahalagang usapin, no? Na bahagi ng buhay ng tao, ng ordinaryong tao, ng special na tao at komunidad, no? Ang nais natin maging mulat, no, tungkol sa simbolo ng kasuotan ng komunidad. Okay, so OOTD, kasuotan, kultura, at komunidad. Okay, so let me quote Hershey Neri in a 2019 article published, How to Wear Philippine Indigenous Textiles Responsibly. Since October is Indigenous Peoples Month, no, all over the world. According to a textile expert, no, sabi ni Hershey Neri, no, say it loud, say it proud. Philippine fashion is on the rise. With today's consumers becoming more conscious of their choices, the spotlight now shines on slow, sustainable fashion. Today, more people are knowledgeable on slow fashion, green fashion, sustainable fashion, and responsible consumerism. So, naka-quote dito si Kitty Caragay, no? Faculty of the UP College of Home Economics and faculty in charge of the UP CHE Costume Museum. Have you been here, Edge, to the Costume Museum?
Di pa ako nakakabisita dyan, pero dahil sinabi mo, dapat yeah. May, dapat SK mag-ano dyan, mag-tour.
Yeah. No, so more people are really conscious about this. And Philippine traditional textiles align with the philosophies. Take one. Look at your Instagram feed, and you'll notice indigenous weaving patterns and textiles have become popular. Not only in formal wear, handbags, shoes, and even ready to wear pieces featuring jaw-dropping Philippine textiles and embroidery. No? So, kumbaga, for Hazel, classmate Hazel and me, kagandahan. No? Pag pinag-uusapan ito. Sige, Edge.
Alright, classmate Roselle, dahil nga, ang ganda ng quote na napanggit mo kanina, no? Today, no other than that textile expert quoted in that published article na binasa mo kanina ay kasama natin, no, sa ating programa. We are honored to have with us to help us better understand clothing, culture, and our communities, no? We have Professor Kitty Caragay at the Department of Clothing, Textiles, and Interior Design of the University of the Philippines, Diliman. Mainit na pagbati sa iyo, Professor Kitty, your classmate Kitty for today.
Hello.
Hindi nakikita yung twinning namin ni Kitty ngayon kasi nga meron
her outfit.
Sige. Okay. Sige, greet your fans, Kitty. Classmate Kitty, your students. No,
hello, everyone.
Yeah, and yung ating mga nandun sa clothing museum. Maybe you can...
Actually, natapos na yung term ko. Pero syempre, I still support and I still enjoy everyone to book a tour at the CHE Costume Museum. Yan. Saka hello sa lahat ng nakikinig.
Simula natin talakayan sa pagbabahagi ni Classmate Kitty.
So, I think kaya tayo nandito ngayon dahil sa buwan ng kasuotang Pilipino.
May intro si okay.
May intro. Sorry.
Edgy. Yeah.
Excited.
Alam niyo ba, ito, tingnan natin kung tama at classmate Kitty, ito yun, no? Alam niyo ba, mga classmates, no? Lahat na nakikinig sa atin, meron daw tinatawag na Proclamation 241 noong 1993. At sinasabi ng proclamation na ito, every third week of September ay linggo ng kasuotang Pilipino. October ay buwan naman ng kasuotang Pilipino. So, just in time, sa October din ay Indigenous Peoples Month. So, very interesting, classmate Roselle. Ano ba 'yung nilalaman ng proclamation na ito, classmate? Ano ba 'yung ibig sabihin nito, no? Ito.
Teka muna, nawala 'yung aking
Kita natin sa ating screen. Oy, kitang-kita ko na. Okay. Senate Resolution Number 1155. Classmate Roselle, back to you.
Okay. Expressing the full support and active participation of the Senate in observance of the month of October of every year, buwan ng kasuotan Pilipino, no? Kaya kami nag-twinning ni classmate Kitty today. And actually, we've been wearing this together already in the past. Or Filipino Attire Month and the wearing of Filipino attire every first Monday of the month, no? Whereas the Philippine Constitution states that all the country's artistic and historic wealth constitutes the cultural treasure of the nation and shall be under the protection of the state, which may regulate its disposition, and that the state shall recognize, respect, and protect the rights of indigenous cultural communities to preserve and develop their cultures, traditions, and institution. Whereas Proclamation Number 241-1993 declares the third week of September as Linggo ng Kasuotan Filipino. And the CSC Resolution 002515 mandates the wearing of Filipiniana attire during Mondays, pursuant to the Philippine Tropical Fabrics Act of 2004. The use of Philippine tropical fabrics in the office uniforms, those employed. And Kasuotan Filipino can be defined as Filipino attire associated with a time in Philippine history, local customs, traditions, occasions, or a particular community in the country. There is an urgent need to protect and raise awareness of our intangible cultural heritage reflected in Kasuotan Filipino, which stands as a product of the richness of the Filipino art, the ethnic textile industry, and other living indigenous traditions. The wearing of Kasuotan Filipino today sustains the livelihood of cultural communities and establishes a stronger Filipino identity among the younger generation. Okay. So, and then here, if you'll see, we have the declaring the Linggo of Kasuotan in September. And it's necessary to show the importance of the Filipino attire in order to give due recognition to Filipino heritage and culture. Back to you, Edgy.
Meron palang batas, no? Meron palang resolution para dito, classmate, ang pagsusuot ng kasuotang Pilipino. Pero tanungin natin si classmate Kitty, no, ano nga ba itong sinasabi na October ay buwan ng kasuotan? Ito ba'y sinusunod natin? Marami ba ang mga talagang nagsusuot nito ngayon, classmate Kitty?
Hello again. So, kung naaalala nyo, a few years ago, nung every Monday, diba, parang required yung mga government officials na magsuot ng Filipino attire or kasuotang Filipino. Naalala nyo ba yung time na yun?
Mm-hmm.
Yan, so every Monday. So, isa yun dun sa mga stipulations dun sa law. Pero siguro gusto ko muna i-discuss kung itong definition ng kasuotang Filipino at paano siya relevant sa ngayon at saka sa hinaharap. So according to their definition, no, it is associated with a time in Philippine history. So may historical component, local traditions, occasions, or particular community in the country. So sikat na platform for yung quote-unquote Filipino dress ay yung sona, no? So, makikita natin dun yung iba-ibang interpretation ng mga tao tungkol dito sa pananamit na ito, no? So, usually, mayroong mga appreciation dyan, maraming mga bashing kapag nagre-red carpet sila, no? So, baka maganda pag-isipan natin kung bakit gano'n. Ano ba yung proper? Meron ba talagang idea ng proper or appropriate? Kailan merong creative license ka or sumasobrahan na dun sa mga ginagamit mo?
O, yung respect, no? Is there such thing as, what is the boundary for this, for the public to respect?
Uh-oh. Kasi if babalik tayo dun sa proclamation, parang it's more dapat a celebration, diba, of Filipino dress. So, itong Boxer Codex, I think isa yan sa mga pinakaunang evidences kung ano yung itsura ng mga tao sa Filipino. So, if titingnan mo yung Boxer Codex, makikita mo talaga yung variety ng mga kasuotan ng mga tao. So, from different parts of the Philippines, ayun. So, kaya lang, no, yung Boxer Codex ay from the Spanish perspective, sila yung nagpa-commission, ano. So, hindi natin alam kung accurate ba talaga siya or ano, or parang meron ng mga binago. Pero, pwede natin siya i-compare sa mga material culture that we already have. No? So, for example, ayan, yung mga gold mask or gold collection sa Ayala Museum. Ayun. So, medyo babalik ako sa mga issue regarding this, no? Like, I don't know if you're familiar, naging controversial yung pagsuot ng mga death mask into a fashion accessory, no? So, ayan, naging issue siya and again, raising questions kung ano ba yung dapat, hanggang saan dapat tayo in terms of dito sa paggamit ng yung historical pieces and then also yung celebration ng identity and culture natin. So yun.
Classmate, ito nga yung mga ano eh, parang nagiging fashion, parang ginagawang fashion ano eh, parang pabonggahan ng mga OOTD, no? Pero maganda yung nabanggit mo, classmate, na dapat may limitation. Pero may rules dapat, no? Kung ano nga ba ang pwedeng gawin. Kasi hanggang saan yung creativity, ika nga, no, ng ating nasa creative industry. Oo. Diba, classmate?
Yeah, maybe classmate Kitty can guide us on that, no?
Yeah, actually, mahirap maging black and white about it. Kasi parang napaka-fluid nung idea na what is okay and what is not okay. And it is also dependent on the culture and then siguro history na rin, di ba? So like meron another example here. So ito yung choreography ni national artist Agnes Loxin. So pinagbahag sila, no? So same questions. So syempre dun sa source culture, offensive siya eh kasi hindi siya yung appropriate use ng bahag kasi pinasuot nila sa babae, di ba? Pero for some na-appreciate nila yun kasi una parang for costume siya, so kailangan makagalaw ng maayos ng mga babae, no? So parang titingnan mo siya sa iba-ibang context din, wala siyang isang right answer, so titingnan mo yung tingin ng source culture, titingnan mo rin ano ba yung purpose niya, ano ba, kailan siya gagamitin at saan siya gagamitin. So para sa akin, parang marami siyang considerations and hindi lang siya isang sagot or merong hard and fast rules tungkol doon. Ayan. So, yun. Siguro susundin ko na yun, no? So, 'di ba sabi nila yung kasuot ang Filipino nga is a celebration of our local and yung indigenous. Pero parang throughout history, yung nagkaroon ng exploitation or parang ginamit yung pananamit para i-justify yung civilization parang projects na i-civilize yung Philippines. So particularly dun sa mga hindi Christianized, no, na mga communities. So I think we're familiar naman with the St. Louis Fair. And then yun. So parang display sila like objects, no, and associated in their attire, yung mga yung mga idea na yun nga, hindi sila civilized, yung term na savage or barbaric, and then na-exoticize sila dahil dito sa mga presentations na to. So ayun, nung colonial period, no, yung Spanish, meron sila idea ng urbanidad, so pag hindi ka nag-conform dito ay hindi ka nga sibilisado. Ganun din sa American society na yung idea ng modernity. Ayun. Pero syempre ngayon, parang iba na, di ba? So maraming nangyari para kumbaga ma-reverse na yung ideas na yon. So I think bandang mga 1970s, nung naghahanap tayo ng nung parang pagiging nationalistic, biglang naging important yung mga groups na ito, no? At parang sila yung na-consider na na-preserve nila talaga yung culture within the community. So parang nagkaroon ng ganong rise. So balik lang tayo sa dun sa colonial period, no? So yung pananamit, ito yung Maria Clara, di ba usually pag sinabi, okay, dress code Filipiniana, parang medyo automatic na Maria Clara yung isusuot, no? So, pero yung Maria Clara, parang, di ba, trope siya or epitome ng isang babae or dalagang Filipina. So dito sa pananamit niya, makikita mo yung yung status sa society, no, yung mga ideals like modesty, propriety, at siya yung nagpapakita ng civility at saka decency. And
yung mga pinapakita ang skin.
Yes. Oo. Kaya din layered siya para, di ba, conservative. So parang yung mga babae kasi nun ay key para sa family honor. Siguro ang comment lang dito. So kung yung Maria Clara yung titingnan natin na na isa sa mga Filipino dress, I know it's beautiful and talagang yung craftsmanship makikita natin doon. Especially dun sa mga siguro nung unang panahon yung sleeves, dun kasi na-feature yung kakayahan ng babae na mag-embroider. Yun din yung theory nila bakit siya lumalaki. So anyway, pero parang kung titingnan nila natin siguro, makikita natin na parang it is a disciplined body dahil parang doon pumapasok yung ideals ng society doon sa pananamit ng babae. Siguro ibabalik ko kay Tita. Tita Dazzle, what do you think of this?
Yeah, I agree with you, no. It's very context specific, no. And I think important yung point na sinabi mo, no, how this clothing or attire intensify hierarchies, no. Like if this is seen as the, but now I think I see that it's becoming more horizontal, that these kinds of wear are no more accessible now to the quote unquote normal people, not just elite people. No, actually, even my father, when he got married, I was wondering, because before there was no barong Tagalog yet, no, and it was like shark skin. No, I said, and it's also the weather, no, that they could wear those kinds of wear. Ano ba yung shark skin? They just call it like that ba, ano? Kitty, or is what is that made of? Shark skin yung coat. Have you heard of it? Kasi it's a white coat. I said, what is that? No, what's that okay. made of?
Parang,
wala pang barong Tagalog nun eh.
Nung
early 50s eh. No? So anyway, yun. This, ang second, in terms of women, it's just like, I think it's we can also relate it, for example, to our students. No, before, when they go on field, no, because our students in the College of Social Work spend time in the communities, and there's thing about when you immerse with people, you have to be careful what the boundary of your UP student, and you're also immersing or flowing in the community, so that you will not stand out too much, no. But that's it, because now people like to wear comfortable clothes, no. So for the more concerned faculty, they should not wear like very short shorts, you know. And then they'll say, if we're organizing the youth, that's what the youth in the community are wearing. No. So what have you got to say about that, yeah, ano, yeah. Edge?
Yun nga, yung practicality, classmate, eh, no? Kasi dito sobrang init, sobrang, di ba, yung mga nag-jeep, ang hirap nun, no? Kung naka-private car ka, okay lang, pero ang hirap nung pagiging practical niya. Maganda kung sa paningin, pero yung how you wear it, pagiging komportable at practical, no, but, siguro yung magandang anong rin.
At saka mas open na ngayon ang mga tao in terms of the heat, no, in terms of showing skin in your body, no. Even here in UP, 10 years ago, you couldn't see people running around the oval wearing sports bra, no.
But now ang term po
in public, ano?
Ay, sorry. May term sila dyan eh, hubadera. Yung parang revealing. Meron akong student, nag-thesis siya about yung hubadera fashion. So, parang yung very exposed yung skin.
Mm. So, I even in public transport, no? So, maybe there has to be also, ano, like, what is the openness of, in terms of, because let's say that becomes like a an excuse. That's why women are harassed because of they're showing too much skin. No, but of course, in gender and development, we don't believe that. You, whatever you're wearing, you could be harassed, no? Regardless of what you're wearing. Sige.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, Pastine. Bago tayo magpatuloy, okay bang mag-station break muna tayo para papasukin natin yung ilang mga paalala ng ating istasyon?
Okay.
Yeah. Alright, sige po. Babalik po ang si Kay Kilos. Handa nyo yung mga OOTD nyo, baka tanungin namin kayo, ha? Tayo po'y nakikinig sa si Kay Kilos sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Kasali ka. Si Kay, hindi ng paglalakbay. Sama-sama sa pagkilos, sabay-sabay sa tagong saya.
Kayo pa rin po yung nakikinig sa si Kay Kilos sa DZUP 1602. Kami mo po yung mga classmate. Ako si Classmate Edge. Kasama rin natin si Classmate Rosel. At ang ating panauhin na si Classmate Kitty Caragay. Dahil ang ating topic, mga classmates, ay hashtag OOTD or Outfit of the Day. Dahil nga, ang buwan ng Oktubre ay buwan ng kasuotan. At ang ating pong kasuotan, kultura at komunidad ay napakahalaga sa ating talakayan. Okay, back to you, classmate Rosel.
Sige, Kitty, show us naman some of the costumes or the attires through the decades in the Philippines.
So, before that, susugan ko lang yung kaninang conversation kasi inaano natin yung kasuotang Filipino, di ba? So, ano ba yung kasuotang Filipino? Ito lang ba yung mga sinuot throughout history or ng different cultures? So, if yung dress nire-reflect niya yung culture, parang hindi ba, paano yung kasuotan natin ngayon, no? Kanina pinag-usapan yung environment. So, like, kumari, yung parang super classic na sandlo at saka chinelas, which is very appropriate in our weather, parang hindi ba natin i-consider yun na kasuotang Filipino? Kasi yun nga yung appropriate sa weather natin and parang very, ano siya, ingrained siya sa culture natin dahil nga sa environment, no? So, yung kasuotang Filipino din ba ay, paano kung hindi Filipino yung nagsuot nun? Kasuotang Filipino pa rin ba?
Or saka hindi yan pinapapasok ng City Hall pag nakakalimutan.
Oo nga. Ayun. Tapos vice versa.
Dress code.
Dress code, yeah. So, parang may mga ganun, no? So, parang, ito bang framework natin ng kasuotang Filipino? Yun lang ba talaga yun? Or appropriate siya? So, balik tayo dun sa, ano, dun sa, ayun pala. So, Tita Dazzle, parang yung term din na costume, iniiwasan na rin namin gamitin siya dun sa museum. Kaya magre-rename kami, no? Kasi yung term na costume, related din dito, is meron siyang...
Parang entertainment value.
Yeah, oo. At connotation, di ba? Fashion versus costume. Yung costume as if nakastock lang siya in time. Which siguro pakita ko na tong ano na to, slide. Ayan. Which is parang stuck lang siya sa time. So, ito yung example ko. Nung nagpunta ako sa... Oo, parang hindi na sila nag-evolve. So, ito nung nagpunta ako sa Mandaya for a research work. So, nung una namin sila nakita, ito yung suot nila. So, sobrang ako nagtataka, bakit ganyan yung suot nila? Tapos sabi nung ano, nung guide namin, ah, kasi Samba ngayon. So, parang ito yung combination na nung parang quote-unquote traditional nila na top. And then also, yung skirt required siya for church. Tapos, nung pagbalik namin, kasi vi-videohan na sila.
Church yan, ano? Christian church, no?
Opo. So, nung bumalik kami, para vi-videohan na sila dun sa pag-weave nila, naka-full attire na sila. So, ibig sabihin, nag-change din sila ng context depende kung nasan sila at saka sino yung kausap nila. Tapos, na-mention din nila yung mga embroidery dun sa, ano nila, sa damit. Yung mga nasa baba or malapit sa lake, sila daw yung nag-convert una to Christianity, kaya yung embroidery nila merong cross, no? So, kwento lang siya, it has yet to be proven. Pero yung point lang dito, yun nga, na parang when we say a particular ethno-linguistic group or ethnic group, parang meron na agad tayong idea, no? Kung ano yung suot nila. Pero hindi ganun, no? So, they can wear anything that they want to wear, diba? Or they can siguro parang
wait to the occasion.
Change. Yeah, and change kung ano man yung design dun sa damit nila. So ito, interesting din for me sa isang ano, sa isang journal article ni Tindaan. So ang title niya, Recreating Igorot Identity in Diaspora. So, ito yung mga pictures na nandun. So, sobrang...
Si Queen Elizabeth ba yan?
Yes, pero ano, wax museum.
Ang museum? Mukhang, ano yung wax? Galing, ano?
So, ito yung mga Filipinas from London, no? So, parang titingnan mo, grabe yung, parang sobrang nag-mix na yung mga different damit. So, hindi naman sila nag-kikimo, hindi naman kimona yung talagang sinusuot nila sa ano, dun sa lugar nila, no? Pero kinumbayin.
Kinaluan nila ng ano.
So, parang hinahanap siguro nila kung parang paano natin talagang i-communicate na Filipina tayo or show that we're proud to be Filipinos. No? So yun yung mga ini-imagine ko. Tapos at the same time, dun sa right, dun sa wax museum nga, so makikita mo rin na they layer their outfits. So probably because malamig dun, di ba? So naka long sleeve sila under yung traditional attire nila. Wala pa akong term for traditional attire. So kinukot ko muna siya. Ayun. So ayun yung ano, yung example na hindi sila ano, hindi isang damit lang yung nagre-represent ng culture niya at saka nagbabago ito over time. So ayun.
I remember, so parang the message is that it's dynamic and it's also very context specific, yes. You know. Mm-hmm. And we also have to be careful of the use of the word costume because it has also connotations of disrespect, no? For that context, no. I remember I had a friend. She makes beads, no, because beads is also part of the adornment, no. And she went to Ghana. She got some beads, and she also has some beads from Italy. So she mixed it. And then somebody from Kalinga said that these beads are this and this. It's for certain rituals, no. So you don't mix, no. Then she was looking, but you know, young people now they're into fusion, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, unless you're using the Kalinga beads, no, and that's for maybe very sacred ceremonies, no, that would be another thing.
Yeah, kaya ayan, nilagay ko sa slide, hindi lang siya isang identity, yung Filipino clothing.
Plural siya.
Yeah, plural. Even sa sarili mo, marami kang identities, di ba? Like itong mga nasa diaspora. So they identify as Igorot, Filipino, I guess, Bidokay Mona. And then also as, probably if naging citizen na sila doon, that's another identity that they have. So parang layered yung identity. And makikita mo yun sa pananamit.
Hey, Edge. To you.
So, classmate, balikan ko yung nabanggit kanina ni classmate kita yung sa costume, no? Madalas natin makita ito sa mga contest, no? Pati yung palak, lalo na sa mga Philippine festivals, di ba, classmate? Pabonggahan, pinakamakulay. Siguro yung nami-miss out ko lang doon yung paano talaga yung pagkilala kung sino talaga yung indigenous people na pinapatungkulan doon sa mga pananamit na yon. Siguro may ano lang din. Siguro dapat maging aware at maging ma-educate yung public tungkol dito. Kasi nga, kung ano-ano na lang din nakikita natin minsan, di ba?
Ito nga yung picture na linagay ni Kitty. Ngayon ko lang rin nakita yan, you know. It's Cordillera but wearing what do you call that white thing over it?
Kimona.
Kimona. It looks funny to me, no, but maybe to others it's nice, it's colorful, I don't know.
Mix and match.
Like our identity.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you define your right? No, especially Philippines is very diverse, no? Mm-hmm. Actually, we have so many islands, we have so many IP groups, and even the NCIP have not been able to identify the number, no? Exactly, no? We're just in that process of that kind of data.
Siguro I want to add lang din po dun sa point kanina na parang yung having a distinct look or visually ma-identify nyo siya. Like, for example, kasi sa weaving, so, syempre, nag-interact yung mga culture. So, I know na kapag may nakita kang weave, talagang ma-identify mo siya. Pero, meron ding mga influences, yung ibang group sa ibang group. Sometimes, ano siya, parang detrimental in the sense na nag-aagawan sila dun sa kanino ba talaga yung design na yon.
Oh.
Pero siguro kailangan din natin i-accept na syempre we interact. So therefore, we get inspiration or we are influenced by other culture as well. So again, parang ang hirap nung idea ng authenticity at saka yung essentialism or may isang singular ano lang, parang
isang
identity or source, yeah.
Share ko din, classmate, no, kasi nung na meron kami isang parang study tour sa Taiwan, no? Parang magkakamukha yung mga weaving pattern at bead pattern sa Southern Mindanao region sa may ano dito sa mga Bagobo at Bulacan. So parang sa, ay parang ganun yata yung sinasabi mo na parang yung authenticity na usapin ay kasi na-influence ng ibang mga culture ng ibang mga bansa dito rin sa atin. Tama ba, classmate?
Yes, tama. Pero actually, yun yung maganda rin tingnan, di ba? How are we connected to other cultures? So, paano tayo connected sa katab dito within our, ano, within our neighborhood, dito sa bansa? Pero maganda rin tingnan, paano tayo connected sa mga neighboring countries natin? No? What do we share? And,
yes.
I think, ano, si Dr. Iken Amores ng UP Baguio. Hindi ko alam kung premature, pero meron siyang pinaprepare yata na conference on ICAT. So, all over the Philippines and then also sa other parts of Asia. So, makikita natin yung interconnection natin with other people. Kasi that's also parang an identity, di ba? How we are similar sa ibang tao. And then, parang it's a good approach kasi parang very peaceful.
Yeah, it's very collective, no? There's a collective, there are collective roots even in the weaving, no? Across geographical boundaries.
Yeah.
Okay, back to you, classmate Edge.
At classmate, no? Sa huling lang ilang minutes na lang yung ating program, no? Pero napaka makulay na i-imagine yun na siguro yung mga patterns, no? Nakikita natin sa slides ni classmate Kitty kanina. Pero classmate Kitty, meron ka pa bang gustong i-share sa ating mga classmates, no, regarding the importance, no, of our buwan ng kasuotan? Ano nga ba ang kahalagan lalo na sa mga kabataan na nakikinig sa atin ngayon, mga estudyante? Classmate Kitty?
I guess so, since we are talking about the young, una, meron ng ano, younger version yung OOTD.
Oh,
ang tawag nila ngayon ay fit check. Which means outfit check. So parang yun yung mga inaano nila sa social media nila, fit check. So ipapakita nila yung outfit nila. So, siguro ko, parang I'll draw out from the term fit check, no? So, you should always check kung ano yung sinusuot ninyo, no? At kung ano yung tinatry niyo i-express. Pero at the same time, no, if babalikan natin yung kasuot ng Filipino, titingnan mo rin kung appropriate ba ito, no? At kung parang how much you can be adventurous. Kasi maganda rin naman ngayon na parang ine-embrace natin siya at parang sinusuot sa panahon na to, di ba? Kasi iba na rin yung buhay sa ngayon, di ba? Ano yung mga, ano yung environment first, di ba? Yung physical environment, climate change, social environment, di ba? Ano na yung mga social activities na meron tayo? Kailangan ding mag-adapt at maging appropriate doon. But you always have to check, diba? Kung doon sa mga alterations or changes na tinatry mong gawin. Or minsan tinatawag din kasi siyang innovation, diba? Like kung hari sa textiles, parang instead of sinasabi mong nag-iiba yung characteristics niya, it's an innovation. So sadly, minsan, it is market-driven, usually, rather than parang mas creativity and another form of expression. Pero nevertheless, yun, meron pa rin siyang innovation to make it more appealing, maybe to other cultures, or sana appealing din to the younger generations within the community. Ayun, may sense ba?
Yan, very interesting, no? Kasi nga, syempre sa fit check ng mga kabataan ngayon, makikita nila, magandang pagkakataon to, classmate Rosel, di ba, na talagang matutunan nila yung kahalagahan ng weave.
Oh. Yes, kasama natin. Thank you very much for all those fast, no, really fit and fast for inspiring, no, our listeners, no. Our guest today is Kitty Caragay from the College of Home Economics, who gave us a lot of insights, no, on what are her realizations, no, parallel with the development perspective we have at CSWCD, how we are not only tolerant but respectful of the range of possibilities given the complexity of realities today, no, and how we can also be mindful of what we're wearing, no, and the use also of certain language, how it's also has been reflective of the historical views, no, on today's kasuotan. Gusto namin i-thank si Kitty, no, at invite natin sila, no. Sige, Kitty, can we have your last closing message to our listeners?
Okay, thank you, Tita Dazzle, for inviting me. So I guess, ano, gusto ko rin if, ano, for the audiences to explore and support yung mga, ano, yung mga damit or tela na gawa sa atin. I know it could be a bit expensive, but it won't hurt if you have one classic or one item, no, that you can use in special occasions or even kahit yung suot namin ni Tita Dazzle for everyday, di ba? Kasi related din sa sustainable fashion, di ba? You invest rather than you buy a lot of things. Tapos masisira lang siya, tapos ito throw away mo lang siya. So, find something na parang may meaning, natatagal talaga, at saka magagamit or mapapasa mo pa sa susunod na generation. Yun. And then also to be, ano, don't be afraid to experiment, but as what Tita Dazzle said, parang you should be mindful pa rin. Ayun. So, for vlogging naman, on December, we will have an exhibit at the UPCHE Museum Building. So, it is a collaboration with British Council dun sa project nila na Woven Network. So, may mga iba-ibang communities all over the Philippines na gumagawa ng crafts, and they collaborated with British artists or designers. So, it will be showcased sa CHE Museum building. I think the opening is on December 12. So, siguro, huling hirit na tungkol doon. So, makikita natin no, na very dynamic, very alive ang pananamit, fashion, and so, ayun, let's enjoy it. Kasi, di ba, parang fashion is fun, pananamit is fun. Baka masyado kasing scenario, so hindi na nag-have fun.
Balance, di ba?
Yeah.
Okay, back to you, Edge.
And maraming salamat, classmate Kitty, no, sa napaka-informative and entertaining rin at the same time na talakayan natin. Thank you very much po, at sana yung mga nakikinig sa atin na nagpipit check ay na-inspire kayo sa inyong next fit check. Ayoko na gamit yung OTD, medyo dated na masyado, classmate. Ikaw ba, classmate, yung fit check natin dyan, eh? Nakita ko na yung ano nyo, outfit nyo, talagang matchy-matchy kayo dalawa ngayon.
Matching kami. Mother and daughter.
Yes.
Thank you very much, no? So, sa ngalan ni classmate Hazel at classmate Baleng, and to our loved former Dean Joyce Caragay, the mama of Kitty. Okay. Thank you very much, and abangan nyo ulit ang si Kai Kilos in the coming episodes. Maraming salamat.
Maraming salamat, DZUP, sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka! Si Kalahay, bawat iblay makulay, mga kwento ng pagsisika, mahimiting sa hinaharap. Si Kalahay, hindi ng paglalakbay, sama-sama sa pagkilos, sabay-sabay sa tagong sayay. Si Kalahay, sa mga kwento ng pagsisika, sa hinaharap, si Kai, hindi ng paglalakay, sumasama sa pagkilos, sabay-sabay.